Marianne Gagnon appeared to be in her mid-60s, trim but slightly stoop-shouldered, with tight-set platinum blonde hair that was now more platinum than blonde. She wore a triple strand of knuckle-sized pearls around her neck, and a rock the size of a golf ball on her finger. Sitting in some dainty French provincial chair in a cream-colored silk pantsuit, she nearly blended in with the draperies behind her. In contrast, Judge Gagnon dominated the space. He stood slightly behind his wife's right shoulder, tall, in a single-breasted black suit that probably cost more than Bobby made in a month. His hair had turned the color of slate with age, but his eyes remained bright, his jaw square and his mouth hard. You could picture this man ruling a courthouse. You can imagine this man ruling the country. Bobby had a flash of insight. Weak-willed Jimmy Gagnon had most likely taken after his mother, not his father.
"You don't look that big,"
Marianne Gagnon spoke up first, surprising all of them. She turned her head to look up at her husband, and Bobby saw her hands trembling on her lap.
"Didn't you think he'd be somehow bigger?"
she asked the judge. James squeezed his wife's shoulder, and there was something about that quiet display of support that unnerved Bobby more than the clothes, the room, the perfectly posed sitting. He studied the marble floor, the zigzag patterns of gray and rose veins.
"Would you like something to drink?"
James offered from across the room.
"Maybe a cup of coffee? No? Anything to eat? I don't plan on staying that long."
James seemed to accept that. He gestured to a nearby sofa.
"Please have a seat."
Bobby didn't really want to do that either, but he crossed to the cream-colored sofa, sitting gingerly on the edge and fisting his hands on his lap. In contrast to the Gagnon's perfectly groomed appearance, he wore old jeans, a dark blue turtleneck, and an old gray sweatshirt. He'd crawled from his bed in the middle of the night to view a crime scene, not face grieving parents, which of course the Gagnons had known when they'd sent Harris to pick him up.
"Harris tells us you've met with Catherine."
James again. Bobby had a feeling it was his show. Marianne wasn't even looking at Bobby anymore. Bobby realized after another moment that the woman was crying soundlessly. Her face, carefully angled away, was covered in a glaze of tears.
"Officer Dodge, I've met Catherine," Bobby heard himself say.
His gaze was still on Marianne. He wanted to say something. "I'm sorry. He didn't suffer. Hey, at least you still have your grandson." Bobby'd been a fool to come here. He saw that now. James Gagnon had run a sucker play, and Bobby had walked right into it.
"Did you know my daughter-in-law before the shooting?"
James was prodding. Bobby forced his gaze back to the older man. Seemed like everyone was asking that question these days. Firmly, he said,
"No." "You're sure? I keep track of the people I meet."
James merely arched a brow.